easier.
And what about the same thing that lives on dry land?
Now, what do we call those? This summer, I'll see one. Well, of all things, we can't think of that.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Intestines of what?
Of a hog.
Oh, chitlins.
Okay. And can they
soul food? I never heard that until last
soul
summer.
Food.
Last summer I was in Detroit and I saw this sign painted on a little restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, what in the world is soul food?
And it's chitlins.
And it was chitlins and the ears and the neck bones. They sell them in the stores, you know, neck bones and pig feet and all of that. And that was soul food.
Well, that certainly is a Have you ever seen that anywhere else?
Until, let's see, have I seen? No, because I haven't been anywhere much since I was up there. I never heard the expression before. It is, but it's not new among the color. It's new, but it's not. I mean, they had it a long time before I saw it. But they haven't always had it. Just this younger bunch that got that word up.
Yeah.
Soul brother and then the soul food.
Can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
Some of it, but not all. They eat a cow's heart. And I don't know. Do they eat kidneys of a cow? I don't know, but I know they eat the heart because we bought that in the store.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The what part?
The center part.
Oh, that's yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Okay.
Reel.
Let's see now. Would you have a special name for one, depending on whether it had a square front or a pointed?
I wouldn't. I don't know. Somebody might.
Okay, so they're all boats.
Yeah.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip. Or a case.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Oh, string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's sliding down? You might say he got down on his.
Back part of his legs.
Have you ever heard the term haunches or scrunches or hunkers?
Yeah,
or something?
Hunkers.
Hunkers?
Got down on these hunkers. You know, when we pull up the radio.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
skin blend.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks
slouchy.
And would this, could this word be used to describe a woman as well as a man? What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really
dressed up.
And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really.
I'd say dressed up too.